This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427JOY949, email on air at joy.org.au or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
Rugby Australia's inclusion policy states there is no place for homophobia or any form of discrimination in our game, and our actions and words both on and off the field must reflect this. But in the past week, Wallabies player Israel Folau has come under fire for social media posts and comments in regards to his faith's views on homosexuality, and his comments which may put his views and rugby's inclusion policy at a crossroads. Dean Arcuri reports on this, speaking to Australia's inclusive rugby teams who strive to create an inclusive space on and off the field for everyone to enjoy rugby, no matter their sexuality or gender identity.
Australian rugby and homophobia has been a hot topic since Wallabies player Israel Folau posted a cartoon on Instagram contrasting your plan for your life versus God's plan, captioned with a biblical quote. When an Instagram user asked what was God's plan for gay people, in the comments Folau responded, "Hell, unless you repent their sins and turn to God." It was the only response Folau made to the comment on his post. Rugby Australia condemned the post, stating that Folau's personal beliefs do not reflect the views of Rugby Australia. Rugby supports all forms of inclusion, whether it's sexuality, race or gender, which is set out in our inclusion policy. They understand that Israel's comments has upset a number of people and will discuss the matter with him as soon as possible. That discussion happened on Tuesday. Here's what Rugby Australia Chief Executive Raylene Castle said in a press conference after the meeting.
This is not a simple issue. This is a difficult issue when you think you're trying to combine religious beliefs, freedom of speech, inclusion, respect and the use of social media. When you try and bring all those things together, that's a very difficult place. Israel's presented his situation to us and where his views are and his beliefs are, and we're proud of the fact that he's a strong believer and he's got prepared to stand up for what he believes in, and we want athletes in our code that are prepared to do that, and that's really important. And both of us recognise that what we want is a situation where we use our social media platforms in a respectful and positive way. He's proud of what he is and what he stands for, so he wants to make sure that we're not asking him to compromise those beliefs. But at the same time, very much we explain to him that this is challenging for us, and any comment that he makes, and he doesn't want to be disrespectful or offend people, but how can he find a way that makes sure that he's not disrespectful, but it doesn't compromise his own personal beliefs.
Qantas, the team's major sponsor, won't be withdrawing funding to the team over the incident, but it has publicly condemned Folau's actions and supported Rugby Australia in its ongoing support of its approach towards tolerance and inclusion. The Informer reached out to Australia's inclusive rugby teams, the Sydney Convicts, the Brisbane Hustlers, and the current world champions of inclusive rugby, the Melbourne Chargers, to find out their response to Folau's comments and the damage these comments can do. Rugby Australia's inclusion policy states that there's no place for homophobia or any form of discrimination in our game, and our actions and words, both on and off the field, must reflect this. Folau's comments have put that policy to the test. Melbourne Chargers president Xavier Goldie wants to remind Folau that just because you believe something doesn't mean your words can't do a lot of damage, especially to marginalised communities.
I'm a gay guy. I've been, you know, out of the closet for a long time now, so I'm very comfortable with where I am. So personally, I kind of think, oh, well, you know, people think these dumb things and they say these dumb things, but it doesn't mean much to me personally. But then, you know, you think about the impact that words like that have on young gay people, particularly people who may be playing rugby or involved in the rugby community. They're really damaging. Nigel Owens, who's quite a famous Welsh ref, actually wrote a piece about that, saying, you know, he had to counsel a young gay rugby player in Wales back from the brink of suicide because he just didn't think that he was able to come out to his friends and family or continue to play rugby. And so when you think about the very real impact that words like that, careless words like that, have on people, it kind of makes your blood boil a little bit. He's out of step with rugby as a whole. He's out of step with the AIU. He's out of step with the other players and the culture that rugby union in Australia and across the world has tried to foster and has successfully fostered around inclusion. You know, it's no surprise that three out of the four semi-finalists at last Bingham Cup were Australian team, because we have a very strong culture around inclusion in rugby union. So for Israel to make those comments, I'm heartened by the fact that they're actually completely out of step with the way that rugby union runs in this country and is starting to around the world as well. You know, what I want to see, rather than just Rugby Australia doing it, in addition to that, is the community saying, well, that's not okay. You know, you are a great rugby player and you're a good person, but those kind of comments are just not what the sport that you are paid to do represents. And so for the community to be able to say, and that's the wider rugby community, you know, the blokes down at your amateur club sports days on a Saturday, talking to their mates and saying Israel's comments are not acceptable. That's the kind of the movement that I'd like to see. Because I think when you've got the big wig saying it's not okay without the community doing it, it kind of looks like people are worried about PR. And what I'd really like to do is watch or see the community and the amateur side and the grassroots rugby take a stand as well and just say, you don't represent rugby at any level with the comments that you're making.
Sydney Convicts President Don Rose has applauded Rugby Australia for the steps they've taken to respect all viewpoints during this situation.
In response to what Rugby Australia have come out with yesterday, I definitely agree with them in that all players that play for Wallabies that are professional athletes in our game need to be aware and sensitive to the impacts that their comments make in the media, on social media and their various platforms, because they are role models, they are looked up to by a lot of young kids in our sport. Irrespective of what their beliefs are and their right to have those beliefs, it's important to consider the impacts that has on others. I think what's important is that they make him aware of how he should be commenting on public platforms. The extent to which they communicate those discussions in the public is up to them. In my experience with Rugby Australia and my experience with Waratahs, I would have confidence that they would be having discussions with him around making sure that he understands the impacts of his comments. We provide a safe space for people, irrespective of their sexuality, to play our sport. But we also see that we have a role within our sport to make sure that those spaces are available more broadly outside of gay-inclusive rugby clubs, and that our competition in general reflects the values of what rugby stands for, which in my opinion is, you know, a game for everyone, a game for people, irrespective of, you know, size, shape, speed, but also irrespective of, you know, where you come from, your ethnicity, your sexuality, your religion, all of those different things. Rugby should be a game for all.
Proud of his team and the inclusive space they make for everyone on and off the field, Vice President of the Brisbane Hustlers, Jason Garrick, can't help but be disappointed with Folau's comments. Being an elite athlete, he should know better.
It's very disappointing. I don't think there's any other way to describe seeing that from an elite athlete who purports to support and celebrate the game of rugby union in Australia. We're doing the right thing in terms of celebrating inclusion in sport, in terms of creating opportunities for people of the LGBTIQ community to participate in and celebrate sport. Sport is for everyone, whether that be rugby, whether that be any other sport that is played in Australia. The Bingham Cup of 2014 was a huge coup to host here in Australia, the first time that it was held in the Southern Hemisphere. And as a result of that, there was a huge amount of work put into combating discrimination against same-sex attracted people in sport. And it is really disappointing that 4 years on, that an Australian player is actually making comments which would be in direct contradiction to the anti-homophobia and inclusion framework for Australian ports, of which the Australian Rugby Union is a signatory of. And, you know, it features the Australian Rugby logo on the front of it. Inclusion, at its very core, means that you as a person, who you are, will always be welcome to play sport. Israel will always be welcome to play sport. But you have to be responsible for the attitude that you portray on and off the field to make sure that other people feel welcome too. That's the bigger issue here, is that you can be free to have the opinions that you want and the opinions that you firmly hold. And I will not criticise him for his strongly held views, which come from his faith, ever, and nor will anyone from the Hustlers. But what we will say is that you have a responsibility when you have those views to make sure that the way in which you express your views are respectful and are encouraging of people participating in the game or any game on or off the field.
And that was Dean Arcuri speaking to the presidents of the Sydney Convicts and the Melbourne Chargers and the vice president of the Brisbane Hustlers regarding rugby player Israel Folau's homophobic social media posts.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.